Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fav, and welcome to the 90th podcast of Casinos USA. On the air today in Western Pennsylvania on this June 25th afternoon. And hey, our digital audience is here per usual. All right, we'll be coming right back and beginning our podcast entitled Everything Sparkles.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
That's what she said.
Well, I'll tell you who does have people skills, and that's the Hyatt Corporation. We just came back from a one-night stay at a Hyatt hotel, which is attached to a casino in Washington, Pennsylvania. It's called The Meadows, and we're here to talk a little bit about this commitment that so many hotels are making to cleanliness and casinos as well. And when Janie and I went into our room at the Hyatt, my goodness, she just yelled out, "Everything sparkles!" And hence the name of our podcast today, Everything Sparkles. Here's Janie to join us.
Hi, everyone. This is Jane.
So we ventured out to the Hyatt at the Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania, and it was my second trip, but it was your first trip to a hotel, casino kind of situation, and we stayed a night, so let me hear your impressions.
Well, we checked in with the Hyatt and wanted to know what they were doing to keep everything clean and under COVID-19 precautions, what was being done, and found out that Hyatt has collaborated with a lot of medical experts, and such as the Cleveland Clinic, and they developed their global care and cleanliness commitment, and they have actually had mandatory trainings for cleaning protocol. So everything did sparkle. Everything looked very nice in the hotel, and someone was always cleaning something. We even used the swimming pool, which was extremely nice, and there were some children there too, and I think partly their parents and grandparents had wanted to have them have something to do. One thing that was different at the pool that I noticed, and a feature that we always liked, there's a door from the pool room that goes out to the fire pit area.
Yeah, that fire pit area at Hyatt is impressive, and I used to like that coming from the, you know, in the evening if you swam from the pool right into that fire pits, because there were seats all around it. But the tables have been moved now for social distancing because people access that area from the bar restaurant at the Hyatt, which they call the Parley Lounge. And so I think that's why they kept the swimmers out.
Well, what we like too, we used to watch hockey games there. There's three big screen TVs that are in there too that you could watch from the fire pits. And that's what we would do. We'd dry off around the heat of the pit and watch the hockey.
Yeah, I forgot they had those outdoor screens. They're very nice.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention about the Hyatt was the breakfast. Because we're members there, we always get the breakfast. They used to have a very large, hot, freshly prepared buffet breakfast, which now has changed. They do have a breakfast option, but everything is prepackaged. Each piece of toast is already sealed in a bag. They have hard-boiled eggs. That's one of the only real regular foods, I guess you could say, they put out. They have donuts, the super donuts, blueberry and banana muffins. Each one is individually packaged. These have all been prepackaged. These are not like in a baggies plastic bag or anything. Even the toast, it's all in a prepackaged.
Well, isn't it just bread? Don't you still have to toast it?
Oh, yeah, you have to toast it. Sorry, I didn't clarify that. There's slices of bread there, and they're prepackaged one each, and then you have to toast it. There's oatmeal, instant oatmeal in packages with a carafe of hot water there that you can make it up. There's boxes of little boxes of individual cereals, and then there's juices, apple juice, orange juice, that are already there. And there's yogurt. And all the silverware, everything is plastic. The plates are plastic. We used to have regular china plates before, but everything is plastic. You get the silverware. It's all wrapped with the salt and pepper. There are no condiments what would you say? There's no large condiment containers. Everything is individualized and prepackaged. So it works out. The coffee, you still get the coffee out of the large urn, but they have individual half and half creamers or flavored creamers.
Yeah, I think that same thing ran true, you know, at the restaurant. You know, there's not ketchup bottles on the table or salt and pepper shakers. It's all individual, you know, ketchup, little packages of ketchup or mustard, whatever you want, and also salt and pepper. And it's just, perhaps the Cleveland Clinic gave them this. It's just a way to be very careful about servers handling food, you know. So I commend them for it, you know. And again, if you stay at the Hyatt, the breakfast is included. And, you know, we had the complimentary room, so, you know, we couldn't complain.
No, I wasn't complaining. Now, they've done a good job at the casino, too. Now, I stopped at the bar and found out from the bartender there, they can't deal with any food. There's no peanuts, no snacks, no crackers, no chips at the bar. There's no garnishes for any of the drinks either. You can't get cherries or any twists of lemon or lime and olives for martinis. They can't deal or handle any food, just the drinks. And you're handed the drink with a lid and a straw, but as long as you're not at a table game, you can take the lids off and just drink it right out of the cup. And of course, you have to lower your mask to do that.
I noticed there's still people sneaking, smoking, you know, lowering their masks and smoking. They insist, you know, it's just won't go away.
Well, that's true. And they've, you know, there's no smoking in any of the casinos now. My thing is playing slots. So it's true. It's just every other slot machine is open. The other ones are turned off, except they have certain slot machines. And where everybody sits still next to each other, there could be a bank of eight, four on each side, or just in a long row. In that situation, they have plexiglass shields between each player.
Also, the dealers, some wear masks, but most of them, you can explain it better than I can.
Well, most of them, including all the bartenders, had face shields on. That's the apparatus that has the little band around the top of the head, and then it's a clear face mask that goes from the top of the forehead down to the chin, past the chin. Now, what those are good for are anybody who is a lip reader. You know, they can see the lips and read them. They can't read them, and they're at a real disadvantage where there's a mask that covers up someone's lip. They don't know what they're saying. And finally, I did notice there are many hand sanitizers around the casino. There, you might have to look for them in some areas. Sometimes they're on a wall. Sometimes they're in a stand, you know, in the middle of a row. So you just have to kind of keep your eyes open for that. But they're everywhere. There's no shortage.
I wanted to ask you a question. You know, we've changed our date to go to Las Vegas, and partially that was due to the pandemic surge there. But the local paper there, which we get in a digital form, talked about only about 20% of the people are wearing masks. And also the Wizard of Oz said that he visited every casino and he thought that was a correct number, that only 20% of the people there are wearing masks. What's the difference with the safety features of the mask at the Meadows?
Oh, I would say, well, everybody wears a mask. All the guests. Now, that's all the employees wear masks, but all the guests are required when you enter to wear a mask. Your temperature's not taken anymore, but you're required to wear a mask, and everybody complies with that except when they're sitting down and eating, obviously, or when they're walking around and holding a drink. And, you know, to instead of putting the mask up and down, they do that. But I would say the compliance rate is extremely high.
And I think too, you know, Pittsburgh takes that very seriously, and our rates of infection and our death rates here are among the lowest in the nation. And it's not because of any political party or any political leader. It's because people have followed the advice of the medical experts who say, you know, if you're wearing a mask, you're not protecting yourself, but you're protecting others around you. And I think I know that Nevada Gaming has also ruled recently in the last few days that masks are now mandatory at tables, but I still I don't understand why the casino owners and hotel owners don't just say, if you're in our building, you have to wear a mask. Because it's being done in Pennsylvania and people are following the rules.
Right. I don't understand that either. It may come to that soon.
Again, I want to give Janie credit because the podcast today, as I mentioned several times, is Everything Sparkles. So it's 5 stars to the Hyatt at the Meadows, and it's 5 stars to the Meadows Casino. Very impressive job of keeping things clean and safe. Short break, and we'll be right back to talk about winning and losing. During my stroll around a casino before I got to a craps table, I saw a man win $10,000 on one of those links. They call it Lucky Links, I think, slot machines. And boy, was he excited. And then as I completed my journey around the casino, it's more than 2,000 slots. It's not a small place. I saw him with his, cardboard check. And he was... went to find his girlfriend who was playing Baccarat. I saw the joy twice, you know. But, anyone who says you're always going to lose at a casino, that's not how it is. So this young man and his girl, you know, $10,000, that's a nice day's work. But I want to tell you a story at the craps table, so let me get to that.
3, 2, 1.
I really had a nice day at the Meadows all around, you know, being with Janie and seeing her enjoy herself. And I had my first day there. I was, not with Janie in the opening day, and she was still nervous about going to casinos. And I enjoyed a $280 win. And I did win today, and I'll give you the details of that. But the man playing beside me, and not actually right beside me, because there were only 3 people to his side, so he was a little bit separated from me. But he lost at least $4,000, at least $4,000. And he didn't say anything to me, but he didn't look very kindly at me. And we'll talk about that. I go from the don'ts, but I sort of play a hybrid system often where I also place numbers, particularly the 6 and 8. And I was placing them for $18 each, which pays $21. And I had $25 on the don't pass line, which, helped to cover that bet. So... that was how I looked at it. And I would go off after one hit on either one. So I'd win $21, and then I'd be back to that $25 on the don't pass to bring it on home. Now, if somebody rolled their point, the way I looked at it, I only lost, $4, because of that first hit on the 6 and 8. If somebody sevened out, which was more likely, then I would add $25 to that $21 from the one win on the $18 six or an $18 eight. So that's what I was doing that day. Now, when I played from the pass line, it was because I was the shooter or there was another shooter that seemed to be on a streak, and I'd left a down pass and just played what I called 3-2-1 craps, and that's the name of that. You know, it's a system for low rollers, and you can find that on Color Up, YouTube. It has, over 100,000 views or more, so all those people can't be wrong. But anyway, when I am from the pass line, I wanted to mention, we at Casinos USA, we do believe that setting dice can create dice tendencies. That's what we call them. And those are numbers tied to a specific set. For example, the most common one would be the inverted threes. You have 2 threes, and it looks like... something coming together like a stealth bomber, looks like that, looks like a V. And doesn't mean we're controlling the dice at all, but we just seem to, create a specific set of numbers with that inverted three. And there's many other sets that we believe in. However, we don't believe that anyone can control dice if you throw the dice in a legal fashion. And that means that the dice hit the back wall. So, and that's really the rules of craps to hit the back wall on the throw when you're the shooter. And I always point out that the longest verified craps roll in the United States was by a woman who was playing craps for the second time and did not set the dice. And if you go onto our website, casinosusa.bet, On the first page, you'll see the greatest verification craps roll ever. You can actually get the newspaper story. It happened at the Borgata in Atlantic City. And again, it's documented. So I just wanted to make sure that we all are on the same page with that. There's no such thing as dice control, we believe, but we also believe that setting dice creates tendencies, which to us means that certain numbers come up more than often when you use these kinds of sets. It doesn't mean whatsoever that we are controlling the dice. We're just affecting tendencies by these sets. All right, good enough. Well, the man beside me was playing a version of smart craps. And smart craps, as the word implies, if you're a pass line player, is defined this way. And some may disagree with me, but I would be right. Smart craps traditionally means that you're betting a minimum amount required on the pass line. And you're, when the number is established, you're putting the maximum amount of money that's permitted behind the line on the pass line. And you're also doing the same thing with two come bets. So you have the established point and two come bets. And, of course, they have their own mini established points, you could say. And that's how you're playing. If the table's hot and people are rolling their numbers and rolling numbers in general, you can really win big doing that. But if you lose big at the same time. Well, the man beside me was playing smart craps as far as the pass line and the odds behind the pass line because he was putting just $10 on the pass line, but a maximum amount of money behind it. So that part was, you know, a lot of people do that. But then he was placing all the other numbers, and this is not smart craps, but this is how he played. So let's say, for example, the established point was a 5. Well, then he would place the 4, the 6, the 8, the 9, and the 10 at $60 each. So he had a lot of money out there. And it was a very challenging table because it was seesawing back and forth. You know, it would be a 7 out, and then somebody would make their point, make another point, and then 3 7 outs, then another point, then another point, then 3 7 outs. It was very challenging. Like, you know, so I walked away with $120, which took my winnings so far at the Meadows upon the return to $400, but I won those on junk bets. I mean, junk bets saved me, and here's what I call a junk bet. You know, it's a bet that people tell you never to make. I love to make those kinds of bets. I made over $100 on hopping numbers on the come-out roll. So, you know, I would say hop the hard ways high on the 10 and throw them $5. So it'd be a dollar on a hard 4, on a hard 6, on a hard 8, and $2 on a hard 10. I hit a hard 10, but, you know, it's two times 30. You know, it's $30 odds. It's just a one-roll bet. And, you know, so I won $120 just on that alone. So considering what I lost and what I won, when I closed out, they kind of announced it at the Meadows. It's a little strange. The guy says to me, "Well, you didn't do too bad today. You won you're up $120. And I knew that. You know, I got my money. So I had already made bets for them that hit. So I didn't tip them any more, you know. I made them at least $30, $40. You know, one for me and one for the dealer, too. I was doing that, you know, a little jovial. But this guy beside me, you know, he'd win some big ones when people were making their points, but there weren't really long rolls at the table. And, you know, he was taking major hits, major hits. And we played a long time, and that's one of the reasons I lost money. I could have left sooner when I was ahead, but I was having a good time, and, you know, I was still ahead. So anyway, he lost $4,000, and he's looking at me, and, you know, he says at one point, "Do you enjoy those small bets?" And I said to him, what I tell everybody, I said, "I play craps a couple times a week usually, and so I can't bet big, you know. I don't know, maybe you're different than me. I can't lose $2,000 on a Tuesday, then go back, you know, on a Thursday and take another $3,000 hit. You know, I can't do that. I could for a little while, but I don't want to do that, you know. So I'm going into games for $400 or $500, sometimes $600. And I have a strong loss limit, you know, so when I hit that limit, I'm done for the day. Because I know a few days later, I'm going to be playing craps again. And that's how it is. And that's why I think this podcast is as popular as it is, because I'm honest to say that, you know, we play craps And we have a low roller strategy called 3-2-1 craps. Again, I'm not going to go through it now, but just check it out on YouTube. That's Jeremy Ellerich's Color Up channel. And type in 3-2-1 craps, and you'll find it. And a lot of people have enjoyed it. And I think it's Jeremy did it. It's about a 24-minute episode, and he explains exactly how the 3-2-1 craps is played, you know, that he got from us from listening to our podcast and joining us on Facebook. I should mention that if you do want to join us on Facebook, you're quite welcome. There's no charge to any of these things. We post every day, sometimes several times a day. And just type in Casinos USA, written as two words, and you have to answer a question promising you'll not put on political post or advertise, you know. We had a lot of people, Bitcoin people, you know, I'm not picking on them, this is reality, who try to advertise on our Facebook group, and then we just knock them off because we don't put anybody on that doesn't answer the question. So if they answer yes, I will not post, I will not advertise, we knock them off. And the other thing you can do is call the show. You have up to 5 minutes if you want to talk about your casino capers or ask a question or talk about a strategy that you employ in any game. We'll be happy to put that on there. And that's 1-724-519-4556. That's 1-724-519-4556. Winning and losing. Wow. I'm happy to say that Jimmy the Greek was certainly right. Is don't play with scared money, and scared money is just money that you can't afford to lose, right? So as long as you're doing that, casinos can be a healthy, happy experience. But when you start to lose money that makes you so angry that you lost it, then why go in the first place? You know, do something a little wiser with the money, right? The only way I'd lose $4,000 in craps if I was up $20,000 and walked away with $16,000. That's the only possible way. There's no way I'd keep playing one way. And that's the other thing I want to say to you. Yeah, go ahead and scream when I say it. There's not one right way to play craps. Some people play one way all the time because that's what they enjoy. That's their prerogative. But if you're getting beaten down, you know, by the dice, why do you keep playing that way? Like, why do you stay on the dome pass if the table gets hot? You know, and somebody has a 40 roll, 45 rolls, you know, why stay on the dome pass then? Or why do you stay on the pass line, or why do you stay with place bets when people are seven out after two or three rolls? Bang, you know? So that's the way we're thinking about it, you know. You sort of have to adapt and be mobile and flexible in this game of craps. If you play one way all the time, it might be your lucky day. The table might go that way, or it might not. And if you enjoy playing craps, you're going to be playing quite a bit over the course of a few months. Play as a low roller and learn how to enjoy it, you know. And you can always increase your bets when you're winning. And for goodness sakes, diminish your bets when you're losing. You know, I'm not saying that some people don't chase losses and win. Of course they do. But most people who chase losses dramatically with big amounts of money, they get smothered. All right? So that's my comment about winning and losing. I wanted to mention again, though, if you're into this craps thing, to play the way that I play and to play the way a lot of people like me play, you have to be willing to come down on place bets or at least go off on place bets. You know, if I'm placing the 6 and 8 for $18 each and an 8 comes up and I win $21, well, I'm making a decision. Do I stay up for another hit or do I come off? Well, at the Meadows on this second trip, I came off. I came off on that place bet. So now when they sevened out, I won the dome pass line and I had previously won $21. And the key thing is I didn't lose the $36 that two $18 place bets, you know, added up to. You know, because it's all right. You get one hit for $21, and then two rolls later, somebody sevens out. Well, you just lost $36. You didn't really win $21 there, did you? You know what I mean? You lost some money. So I don't always come down with one hit, but until I get a big lead, you know, where I can, I'm a little bit protected, I'll play conservatively that way. And when the table's hot and people are winning, I'll keep them up longer. And sometimes I'll keep them up all the way till they seven out. You know, the other thing is, remember that you can always lift your don't pass. So say you won 21 and 21, you got $42, and you decide to come off. You know, they put an off button on your bets. And so if a seven out comes, you won't lose it. But you can pick up your don't pass. Don't forget that, because you already made $42. So why risk the $25, you know, especially if the number is a six or the number is an eight, you know, and or even a five and a nine, you might think, nah, there's just too much of a chance to make it. So I already won $42 from this shooter, and I'll just hang in there by going off on the place bets and picking up my don't pass bet because I already secured $42. Hey, look, I don't know about you, but I'll take a $42 win from every shooter at the table several times, and I'll have a big day. I will have a big day. Well, I hope you have a big day, and thanks for listening to our podcast number 90, Everything Sparkles. Casinos USA is still a place where we pursue life, liberty, and happiness, and a special place where every day is Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. So long.